final speaker is Olga Papadoulaki. Thanks for sharing your screen, Olga, and please take it away.
So I'm a postdoc in strings and field theory group. I obtained my PhD in 2017 from Utrecht University, and subsequently I had postdoctoral appointments at the University of Southampton and then at ICTP Trieste. I'm mostly working in the areas of holography, two-dimensional string theory that is dual to matrix quantum mechanics and quantum gravity. Sorry. And at the moment, I'm thinking of three specific problems. One is to understand Euclidean wormholes in holography. Euclidean wormholes, since I want to understand them holographically, they have two asymptotic regions that they are asymptotically ADS. This is a first step to understand holography when you have more than one boundaries. If we had a Lorentzian wormhole where when there is time, holographically we know that it corresponds to having entanglement between the two boundary quantum field theories. But here we don't have time, so we don't have a notion of entanglement. So one needs to understand what happens in this case. And it seems that we have cross interactions between the theories, that they have some specific features, such as that they are soft interactions in the UV. We'd like to understand the stability of these solutions so that we can understand better their contribution and whether they contribute in the quantum gravity path integral, as well as to find the dual microscopic models that they could give rise to such geometries. The second problem that I'm interested in is to understand black holes, wormholes, and cosmologies by building toy models, two-dimensional toy models, making use of the duality between two-dimensional string theory and matrix quantum mechanics. This is a powerful duality because it allows for analytic computation. But there is the downside that we don't know if the techniques that we use here, they can generalize the higher dimensions, but at least we can get a qualitative result regarding the behavior of black holes, wormholes, and cosmologies, that it might be useful also to understand more realistic examples in higher dimensions. And finally, I'm also interested on how gravity, quantum gravity, localizes information. So quantum gravity has some constraints that they are stronger than those in ordinary gauge theories. And because of that, they allow to, for example, detect excitations inside the bulk of our space-time from a time slice in the boundary. This is in the case of asymptotically globally the space-times. So essentially, the constraints of gravity, they lead to the storage of information at the boundary of the space-time. So essentially, quantum gravity is holographic in nature, and by this observation and working in this context, it might be possible to extend the holography also for space-times that are not asymptotically ADS. And later on to also somehow help in the resolution of the information paradox. Thank you.